Seven Democratic candidates for president face off tonight in New Hampshire for a debate ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the results of the Iowa caucuses are still a point of contention, even after the Iowa Democratic Party's released of new results late last night. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg have both declared victory, but the Associated Press said it could not declare a winner, citing missing data and apparent errors in how the results were tallied. Let's bring in Anthony Brooks. He's a senior political reporter for WBUR in Boston. And Anthony, let's take Iowa first. Tom Perez, chair of the Democratic National Committee, had called on the state party to re-canvass some of the results in areas where irregularities had been reported. Will that happen, or is the party moving on to New Hampshire now?
Well, a little bit of both, probably. I mean, Tom Perez is calling for a re-canvass in precincts that reported problems, and it's the latest development in this debacle out of Iowa, where there's still no declared winner, as you mentioned. But, you know, it does look like Bernie Sanders, he's leading in the popular vote, while Pete Buttigieg is apparently leading with more state delegate equivalents, according to this weird and strange formula used to calculate that, right? So Iowa has suddenly scrambled the race in New Hampshire, which is looking more and more like a contest between Sanders, the oldest candidate in the race, and the progressive against Buttigieg, the youngest candidate in the race, and the moderate who is arguing that he can bring the country together.
Yeah, Sanders and Buttigieg seem to be the two folks that folks will be watching of the 11 candidates left in this Democratic field. The debate gets started at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. What else will you be watching for?
It's interesting, Tanya. You know, as you know, every now and then these debates can have big moments that make or break candidates. Recall that 4 years ago in the Republican debate, Governor Chris Christie went after Mark Rubio, and that pretty much started the end of Rubio's campaign. Yeah. So I think what's interesting in tonight's debate is this dynamic between the two winners out of Iowa, Sanders and Buttigieg. Will they attack each other? And what about Biden? You know, he had a dismal result out of Iowa. Polls suggest he's fading in New Hampshire. He's the guy who's been arguing all along that he's got the best chance of beating Trump. But to really make that argument persuasively, he's got to start winning. So there's a lot riding on this debate for him tonight. So it'll be interesting to see all of that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. With a little bit of time that I have with you, you've spent a lot of time in New Hampshire talking to voters. What are you hearing from them about this field of candidates?
Well, I mean, I think what's interesting is that, you know, for months, people have been saying they like this field of candidates. But they're looking for a candidate who can beat Donald Trump. That's the most important thing. And sometimes that means that they're sort of struggling with this idea of voting their hearts versus voting for who they think the most electable candidate is. And the result is that a lot of folks are struggling to make up their minds right up until the last minute. We certainly saw that in Iowa. And right now, as we mentioned, it looks like that contest between Sanders and Buttigieg. But New Hampshire is famous for last-minute surprises, so it will be interesting to see what they deliver on Tuesday.
We definitely will be watching tonight and on Tuesday. That's Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter for WBUR. Thank you so much, Anthony.
My pleasure, Tanya.